702 Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Live, online, smartphones, the 702 app, DStv channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
7 minutes it is past 5 o'clock. Coming up on the show today, we'll continue our focus on the tension between the Minibus Taxi Association members and e-hailing taxi services in Gauteng. We'll speak today to Thamsa Nqamoya, the chairperson of the United Taxi Associations Forum, about that at about 10 minutes to 6. 30 organizations coming together yesterday to decide to take to the courts the newly enacted South African employment equity laws, saying that not on their watch. More than 30 organizations, as I said, will be speaking to the spokesperson for the Solidarity Research Institute. That's Connie Mulder joining us in a few minutes. But we start with matters electricity this hour. Professor Hartmut Winkler is an energy analyst and physicist at the University of Johannesburg. Joins me on the line now. Hartmut, lovely to chat to you again. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Unusually talking about better news this time around than usual. Eskom announcing yesterday that for the remainder of this week or until further notice, there will be no load shedding during the day. So as of now, there is no load shedding in South Africa until 4 o'clock, and then it reverts to stage three, understandably because of winter demands and so forth and so forth. What did we get right, number one? And number two, what can we do to take advantage of this reprieve from an ESCOM maintenance and planning point of view?
Yes, well, that is surprising, isn't it? And I'm certainly one of the people who predicted that at some point either this winter we are going to reach stage eight. I don't think we are out of the woods at all. My prediction is that we probably will still at some point get to stage eight. But for now, yes, it's certainly unexpected that we would have no load shedding at all. And it's something we should celebrate. And certainly, while there probably is an element of luck and there's some factors which are assisting in this case, I think well done to Eskom. The situation could be a lot worse. If we sort of analyze what might be contributing to this, if I look at the current demand at peak, which is normally around about 6 in the evening, and the last 2 days it's been about 2 stages of load shedding lower than it would have normally been. Now, why that is it because it's slightly warmer this week than it normally is at this time of the year, at least up here in Gauteng, that could be a contributing factor. Is it that there's less sabotage at Eskom plants? That's also possible. But I think ultimately, we'll have to see and make use of those of this while it lasts.
And what is that benefit we should derive from it? What is urgent and needs to be addressed still as far as the fleet of power plants that we have across the land that Eskom needs to attend to immediately while we still have the advantage of clearly the extra available electricity?
I don't think Eskom is going to institute any additional maintenance. At the moment, the number of power stations which are out for maintenance is roughly between 2 and 3 gigawatts. So it corresponds to about 2 to 3 stages of load shedding. And that is what they would normally do towards the middle of winter. Eskom plan the year in such a way that they try and do as little maintenance as possible now. I do not foresee Eskom at this point changing their schedule, because typically if you take something down for maintenance, it's something that would take a week or so. And I don't think we can count on this wave of good luck or wave of lower power cuts than normal to last very long. So I think Eskom is focusing on right now is trying to fix some of the plants which are still broken, but clearly the breakages are less than they normally would be. At the moment, I think they're down about 16 gigawatts in unplanned breakages, whereas about 2 weeks ago they were at 18. So they are doing slightly better than they normally would. Again, is this a question of them getting a better grip on potential sabotage, which is what some newspapers are suggesting? Maybe, but I think it's ultimately that Eskom is doing what they are doing. I wouldn't say that it's any different to what they've been before. So the question has been, have various interventions made a difference? I don't think we would be feeling it as quickly as this.
You noted the reduction from 18,000 to 16,000. In fact, their goal is to have it to below 15,000 by this time of the year. Are they going to get there, do you think? Are they going to get to a point where the amount of electricity outage because of either planned maintenance or general breakdown is below 15,000, so therefore they manage, if you like, the load shedding that will be expected a lot better?
Well, that would be a major achievement. I don't think we should count on it, but they're certainly heading in the right direction right now. But the trend has been for the last few months that they've been sitting between about 16 and 18 gigawatts of outages. I think it's likely to continue, but if they do manage to improve on that, then very well done to them.
And then 2 days ago, the electricity minister, Minister Ramakgoba, announcing two additional hydrogen projects. The project, the one at least anyway, would add an extra 274 megawatts to the grid, and the preparations underway to release the additional bid window. Significance of this?
I think it's in connection with other things he's announced. He's looking at roughly 15 gigawatts of renewable power. He didn't give a time frame, but I expect that would take something like 5 years to get done. So it's certainly what they need to be doing right now. It's the one thing which can be done in a comparatively short time frame. I don't think we should expect any major improvement in the electricity generation for the next roughly 1.5 years. But after that, we should start seeing improvement if things continue going right. And I think the way to do that is precisely by introducing these sort of projects. 275 sounds like a lot, but it's ultimately only a quarter of a stage of load shedding. But it's these little things which can, in the end, make a difference. So that's certainly a direction they should continue moving into.
At that very same announcement, he said that there will be technical experts appointed who are supported by the Resource Mobilization Fund, and they'll be stationed at 4 power stations. They include Matla, Kril, Majuba and Kendal power stations. Of course, all of those have low energy availability factors at the moment. And the hope is that those expertise will help to improve those energy availability factors for those power stations.
Yes, again, I would not think that that's going to make a huge difference, but it's certainly something worth trying. I don't think there's any quick fix to getting the coal power stations right overnight. It's going to be a slow process, and they're going to continue giving us a lot of problems. But something like that, certainly, it can't be wrong. So you just got to keep on trying doing some things, and I think ultimately, every little bit, every unit you can run for a week or two longer than you normally would at this point in time, it will help.
All right. In other words, enjoy no load shedding for this week for as long as you can.
I don't think it's going to last.
Because sadly, it's going to come back sooner rather than later. Hartmut, thank you very much as always for your insights. Professor Hartmut Winkler is an energy analyst and physicist at the University of Johannesburg.
Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Also happening today, the Pietermaritzburg High Court expected to hand down judgment in the application by advocate Billy Downer and journalist Karen Morn to have former President Jacob Zuma's private prosecution matter set aside. The former president is accusing advocate Downer of allegedly leaking confidential medical records to journalist Karen Morn. They have both asked the court to set aside the private prosecution and also for an interdict to prevent the former president from pressing charges against them in the future. They both contend that the documents were part of the public court record before they were published in the media. And advocate Downer has said, actually, it was Advocate Andrew Breitenbach from the Cape Bar, who had sent the court documents to Karen Moon that contained the former president's medical records. That matter playing itself out in the Pietermaritzburg High Court later on today.